Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Ve salatu ve selamu ala eşrafil enbiya'i vel murselin. Muhammedur Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem. Tesliman kathiran kathira fa mebadu. So the point where I want to begin is at the beginning, which is Alhamdulillah for all of us, we entered Islam. So it's not only a question of who became a revert to Islam. All of us entered Islam. We either entered Islam consciously after studying Islam and so on as reverts, or we entered Islam unconsciously because we were born, alhamdulillah, in a Muslim home. And then we learned Islam as we grew up. And then some of us went to Sunday school and some teachers taught them, and then the teacher now looks at the child and says, "What did I do wrong?" But that's a different thing. So the point I'm making is that she was my student in Sunday school. Can you believe that? I don't know. What did I do? MashaAllah, such a wonderful person. Alhamdulillah. Believe me, I have nothing to do with that. That's the one who's responsible. So my point is, where do we begin as people who have entered into Islam, irrespective of how we came in? And that's why I said I want to begin at the beginning. And the beginning is our ta'alluq with Allah. Ta'alluq means connection. Our ta'alluq with Allah. In Arabic we say ta'alluq ma'allah. Our ta'alluq with Allah. Our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beginning. This is the beginning for every single one of us. No matter how many years we have been Muslims, it begins at the beginning, and the beginning is the connection with Allah. Now, what is my dalil? What is my proof? These are some words that you will hear all the time, people saying dalil and so on. Because this is a religion of evidence. This is a religion of bayinat, of dalail. It is not based on hearsay, it is not a bunch of legends, it's not mythology, it is not, you know, stories from my grandfather or your grandfather. This is evidence from the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu himself. The evidence of what I am saying, which is that we begin with the connection with Allah, is the evidence in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself defined who is a mu'min, who is a believer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Innamal mu'minun alladhina idha dhukirallahu wajilat qulubuhum, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described three things, three qualities. Two qualities, and the third one is an outcome of the two. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is, only those are the believers who, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them in any way, whether they see it, whether they hear it, whether they experience it, whichever way, when the sign of Allah, the dhikr of Allah comes before them, their hearts respond. Wajilat qulubuhum. Their hearts shiver with the glory and majesty and awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So the first condition of a believer, the first condition of anybody who calls himself or herself a Muslim is, ask your heart, what happens to my heart when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before me? It doesn't matter whether you became a Muslim yesterday or you were a Muslim for the last 500 years, you're still a Muslim, the same condition applies. Because remember, who is this ayat coming to? Who are the first recipients of this ayat? The first recipient of this ayat is Rasulullah himself, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He is the first recipient of the ayat. And the people with him, the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, and Nabi said, Khairul Quruni Karni. He said, the best generation is my generation. That best generation is being told, is being given the criterion, the standard to say, when the name of Allah is mentioned before you, what happens to your heart? So what about us? And then the second condition. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the ayat of Allah, when the kalam of Allah, when the Quran al-Kareem is recited before them, their iman increases. Once again, a condition of the heart. So what must we do? Ask yourself, what happens to my heart when I hear the word Allah? When do you hear the word Allah? When? No? When do you hear the word Allah? You don't know, or you're silent, or you're being polite, or what? When do you hear the word Allah? Anyone? Adhan, absolutely. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khair. Please give her a chocolate. Adhan, right? In the salah, how does the salah begin? With what? Allahu Akbar, takbir tahrima. Allahu Akbar, takbir tahrima. To say that is for, that is the rukun, even if you don't raise your hands, right? Some people just come for salah, they do this. What do? You drove away some flies? You never even said Allahu Akbar? Allahu Akbar, to say Allahu Akbar, this is the first Allahu Akbar is what enters you into salah. We raise the hand, alhamdulillah, this sunnah, this is good also. But even if somebody forgets to do that, doesn't matter. But if he forgets to say Allahu Akbar, salah is not valid. He's not in salah. Allahu Akbar. So, you are testing it now. Right? I'm going to say Allahu Akbar. See what happens to your heart. Go inside. Go inside. Go inside. The problem is, today, we have become so out of touch with ourselves spiritually, that if I say, go inside, see what's happening in your heart, this is like words. Like, do you even know what I'm saying? I have to ask myself, do even I know what I'm saying? Wallah, wallah, hopefully I do. Right? I'm not blaming you. This is the society we are in. Supposing you are swimming in the Okavango Delta. Why you would want to swim in the Okavango Delta? I don't know, but maybe you're swimming there. So, you're swimming there, and I tell you there are lots of very big crocs who are very hungry in this water. That's the truth. Right? And if you don't want to understand what to do there, you are going to become croc food. The same way. We are living in an environment. I was speaking the other day at one of the universities here. So, I said to them, Islam is the third largest religion in the world. So they said, what do you mean third largest? We thought it's the second largest. I said, no, third largest. So he said, which is the largest religion? I said, commercialism. Second one, Christianity. Third, Islam. First, biggest, most, fastest spreading religion, not Islam, commercialism. And I was near Holyoke Mall. So I said, one of the big temples is here. It's called Holyoke Mall. We are engrossed and completely submerged in this commercial culture. You have to be aware of it and you have to learn how to break out of it. Otherwise, you will never get in touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe me. So, connection. So now when I say go in, do you understand what is going? You should know. So work on that. If I tell you what's in your pocket, go into your pocket, you know how to do that. But if I say, go into your heart, so do that. If you want to close your eyes, close your eyes. Just listen to the sound. See what happens to the heart. Does anything happen to the heart? Doesn't matter. If nothing is happening to the heart, this is information. This is diagnostics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu Akbar. What happens to the heart? Second condition. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the ayat of Allah are recited before them again in the heart, that iman increases. What is a sign of iman increasing? Tell me. Tell me one sign. What is a sign that iman is strong or becoming stronger? Anybody? That your faith is stronger. What's one sign? How will you know? My point is, if I'm saying to you that listening to the Quran, your iman should increase, right? And all of you say, we agree, yes. What does that mean?
Obedient.
Yeah, obedient, okay. What else? You become grateful for things that Allah gave you, you never saw before. So, there's a sense of obedience, a sense of thankfulness and gratitude. Yeah. Tawakkul. Trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, what happens to any fears and anxieties and depression and stuff in your heart when you have tawakkul? Goes away, right? What happens if you turn on the lights in a dark room? Darkness goes away. Right? And that's why Allah said, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَذَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ ذَهُقَ. Allah said, the haqq has come and the batil has gone. The truth has come and falsehood has disappeared. It is the nature of falsehood to disappear. Darkness has no existence of its own. Darkness is the name given to the absence of light. Right? Darkness is the name given to the absence of light. The condition which happens when there is no light is called darkness. I can't tell you, bring me some darkness. I can tell you, bring me some light. If I'm sitting in a dark room, I can tell you, bring me some light. You can do that, right? But I'm sitting now in a mashallah, beautiful hall, it is nicely illuminated. Can you get me some darkness, please? How do you bring darkness? What is darkness? There's no such thing. There's no falsehood. Falsehood is the name given to the absence of truth. Darkness is the name given to the absence of light. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the truth has come and falsehood has disappeared. Innal batila kana zahuqa. That is the nature of darkness. That when light comes, it goes away. So if there is darkness, if you are seeing darkness, it means that there is no light. Turn on the lights. What do you say if you enter a dark room? Have you ever in your life heard somebody saying, remove the darkness? Have you, seriously, think about this. Has anybody ever said this thing? Remove the darkness? No. Why? Because you know there's no such thing. You say, turn on the lights. We hear this all the time. Turn on the lights. Turn on the light, turn off the light. Nobody says remove darkness. So why do you say remove falsehood? Makes no sense. Bring the truth. Turn on the light. Falsehood goes away. That's the nature of falsehood to disappear when the haqq comes. So when the ayat of Allah are recited before us, darkness must go away. Okay? So I'm going to recite some things for you. Again, go into your heart. See what happens. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
You know all these ayat, right? The first ayat al-Kursi, Surah al-Baqarah 255. The second set is the last ayat of Surah al-Hashr. And the last one, Surah al-Ikhlas. Right? So look up the meanings. Question is, what happened to the heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, where is peace of mind? Where does tranquility lie? Where is the absence of fear? What must I do? It's not in Prozac. It's not in antidepressant drugs. Where is it? Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah said, verily in the dhikr of Allah, in the mention of Allah, in the glorification of Allah, in the thanks given to Allah, lies peace of mind. Lies tranquility of the heart. Lies the absence of fear. Tawakkul, three conditions. Heart must shiver with the glory and majesty of Allah. Number two, iman increases with the zikr of Allah, with the tilawat of the Quran. And the third one, wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun, is a result of these two happening. The result of a heart which is responsive, a result of a heart which answers the call, is tawakkul. Tawakkul is complete and total trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no gap for any doubt.
So in conclusion, what I want to say, as far as tawakkul is concerned, tawakkul is the reward. It is the hasil, it is the extract, it is what you get when you have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you this level of trust in Himself, which completely drives out every other thing from the heart, except the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ الْمَيْمِ بِرَحْمَتِكَ وَرَحْمَتِكَ